NCHC Radio Show podcast. And this afternoon, we are talking with the head coach of Team USA for the 2020 IIHF World Junior Championship. And he also happens to be a pretty good college hockey coach. Minnesota Duluth, two-time defending national champion, Scott Sandlin joins us now from training camp with Team USA. And Scott, how's this all playing out for you so far? By the way, Pat Micheletti is here for those joining us. And, of course, he's a former All-American and a former resident of Scott's hometown.
Yes.
Former teammate, and enemy, yeah. Right?
Exactly. Right, yep. All the way back from Cobb Cook to Brooklyn. Yep.
you stayed away from Brooklyn.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
It's been good. You know, the guys arrived on the weekend, and we've been on the ice about three or four times, and so far it's been good. The guys are excited. There's been good energy and good focus as to what we're trying to do. And tonight we've got a little more of a game situation against the U18s.
Hey, Scotty, you're getting the best of the best. All stars on their own on their teams. How difficult is it, or is it a check the ego at the door? We're Team USA now, and how do you bring that all together and get them to realize that?
Well, I think even this summer, Pat, when we got together, obviously there's some guys here now that weren't able to attend because of injury, but I think that message was sent right from, you know, the summer camp, and, you know, it's been reiterated here that, you know, we're all playing for this team, and you've got to make some sacrifices and commitments to doing things maybe a little bit differently than maybe you're accustomed to, and you obviously need that buy-in from those guys, so... you know, I think we saw some really good things progress through the summer, and I'd like the start of the camp here too. I think guys are attentive to what we're trying to do, and probably like everybody, we want to get overseas and get settled and really get going, but it's been good so far, and hopefully that'll continue for this team to grow together.
All right, from your standpoint and your philosophy, you're coaching a college team, and now you're coaching a junior team, international ice, that sort of thing. How much do you change your philosophy as a coach when you make that transition?
Well, I think there's a little bit, Pat. I mean, obviously you're still coaching, but I think one of the things I've learned in doing this, especially the first time I was a head coach, I think I was still treating this group like it was my team. And I think there still has to be a little bit of that, but I think it's a little bit more of managing this group. And, you know, you don't have them the whole year. You've got them for a short period of time. So, probably a little more patience, I would say, but, just it's probably a little bit more on the management side than I would say, you know, when you're coaching your own team, because you have those guys for the whole year. But there's a lot of similarities, but that's probably the one big thing I learned. And, you know, and now having done it, this being my fourth time, I learned from some pretty good people that were also head coaches. And I think that's helped me grow as a coach for this event.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, is because you've won back-to-back national championships, mm-hmm. and it was a year-long process to get that team peaking at the right time. Can you take anything from that drive to win a championship to now trying to win a championship in a two-week window?
Well, I think that same philosophy, you know, I mean, it takes a team to win. And you know what, certainly in this tournament too, much like your year, you've got to have some guys accept certain roles and be, you know, willing to do that over the course of a year. It's no different here. There's players that, you know, might be asked to play out of position. You know, maybe they're centers and now they have to play wing or vice versa. They might be on the offside. You don't know with what transpires in this tournament with injuries and different things that can go on. So you need some versatility with your players, and you need those guys, like I said, to have that buy-in you know, it's finding those players and finding enough of them because, you know, things happen at this tournament. There's a lot of different adversities that you go through, and injuries are one of them, and sickness is another. And,
right.
You know, sometimes guys aren't maybe playing maybe as well in a game, and you need to move some guys around. So you need some of that versatility, and that's really what I think we have with this group. I think we do have a lot of that. So hopefully that comes to fruition with the tournament.
All right, your schedule's been crazy. You've been coaching your own team. You've been looking. I know you've been scouting other players and getting ready for this camp. How much time have you and the staff been able to put in the other countries that you'll be facing coming up?
Not a lot, Pat. I mean, we've got, you know, I mean, I know we've got games from last year, but, you know, even the summer, but, you know, everything changes. I mean, obviously that'll be a big part of it when we get over there and pre-scouting teams. And, you know, right now we're just trying to really focus on trying to get our team, you know, doing the things that we want to do in a short period of time. And obviously there's going to be a lot of that teaching and video going on throughout the tournament because of the practice to, you know, maybe the limited practice time, especially when you get in the tournament. You know, rest is so critical in this tournament. And with our schedule, once we get in there into the tournament, actually, I mean, we have, you know, back-to-back games and a day off and then back-to-back games. So it's a little bit similar from the college side of it, playing back-to-back. But that's 4 games in 5 days of high-level hockey. So, you know, the on-ice practice stuff has to be pretty pointed. And, you know, obviously you got to be conscious of you know, making sure guys get enough rest.
Okay, if we can hit on a couple of the NCHC guys that you've selected to this point and give us a little breakdown of how you think they're going to make the transition. Bobby Brink comes to you from Denver. He's second among NCHC rookies at this point, 11 points in 16 games. He's a Flyers second-round pick. He's a guy that's excelled. What do you expect from him here? Because he also has international experience on the U18 team. For Team USA?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at Bobby, he's a hockey player. He's competitive. He's obviously can make plays. He can score goals. And, you know, certainly we're going to look for him to bring some offense. He can play on the power play and be a real key offensive guy. And I think one of the big things I just love is competitiveness. I think he's a super high compete level. And, you know, that's going to be important, too, to how we want to play.
And then you got Matthias Samuelsson, who was on last year's team that suffered that heartbreaking loss and ended up with the silver in Vancouver. He's really got to be a motivated kid for you this time around, I would imagine.
Yeah, really, really have enjoyed, you know, being around Sammy, you know, even last year and obviously this year. But, you know, one of the guys who will be a leader on our team for sure. He's going to play big minutes. Obviously a big body that defends well, and I really liked you know, even this summer, I thought he stepped up and showed some great leadership ability, too. So we're going to look for big things from Sammy.
Another of your youngsters up front is Mr. Pinto from North Dakota. He's really had a great start, has been able to transition well. Does he have what it takes to transition to the wider sheets and the faster opponents he'll be facing at this level?
Yeah, you know what? He's a guy that, you know, did some really good things in the summer camp, but I think right now he's playing at a different level. I think his first half at North Dakota, he's playing with a lot of confidence. He looks faster. He's more confident in everything he's doing. He's been good on faceoffs. Obviously, he's putting up points, but just a real, I won't say a pleasant surprise, but really impressed with the jump that he's taken in the first half. Obviously, playing on the best team in the country and having success will do that. But we're excited about Shane and what he's looked like so far, and hopefully he can continue to play that way.
And lastly, of course, goaltending is the key to all World Juniors because of the pressure-packed situations you're in, and one save means so much. You have the freshman from Omaha, Seville, joining the squad. He's one of three there. How is he been this summer, and what have you seen in the short time that you've gotten him back?
Well, good. I mean, obviously, we also saw him, you know, we played against him recently. I know Brett did too, but I think his first half was good. You know, there's always ups and downs for freshmen, and but I thought his first half and his summer, you know, he's earned the right to be here, and I think, you know, just a super kid, you know, always got a smile on his face, and you know, I think we're very comfortable with the goalies that we have. I think they've all been very good. And, you know, everyone's going to talk about Spencer and him being, you know, the guy. But you need depth there. And I think for us, we've got some guys that have played very well in the first half, including Spencer, and there's going to be competition, which you need, but because you never know. Again, it's like the forwards and D. You just don't know. There might be injuries and sickness and different things that happened to us last year, and you need depth and goal, and we feel we have that with those three, and Isaiah being one of them.
Hey, Scotty, you open up the tournament with Canada, and, you know, yes, there's, you know, great teams and you know, with the other countries. What are your thoughts on that first game against Canada?
Well, it's easy to get pretty focused on, yeah, right? You know, I think it's kind of like playing in our league, right? Every week,
right,
your attention turns to another great opponent. So I think it's a great way to start. Obviously, you know, every game is tough, but I think our guys are, you know, looking forward to that game. I'm sure Canada is too. And, you know, if we can get off on the right foot, that's just another step in building, you know, confidence within our team. But I think it's a great way to start the tournament and should have some intensity. I know that. So we're all looking forward to it.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you have so many people pushing you and pulling you in so many different directions. And from everybody here stateside, go Team USA. Let's bring home another championship. You got two in your back pocket, but I think there's enough room for one more, right?
Well, there's always room for more.
Absolutely. Good luck, Scotty. Thanks.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
All right, that's Scott Sandlin, the head coach at University of Minnesota Duluth. He is the head coach of Team USA. When we come back, we will hear from his assistant coach, who also is the head coach at St. Cloud State. Brett Larson joins us in just a moment.
College hockey fans, the home conference to the last four national champions returns to Xcel Energy Center and the state of hockey this March. Four NCHC teams will compete for a championship at the 2020 NCHC Frozen Faceoff, March 20th and 21st. Don't miss a moment of the action.
Four-game ticket packages start at the low price of $60. Purchase your Frozen Faceoff tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Welcome back to the NCHC Radio Show / podcast as we get you ready for the World Junior Championship that opens up the day after Christmas, December 26th, and what a way to kick it off. Team USA and Team Canada in the opening game of the 2020 IIHF World Junior Championship. Jim Rich along with former All-American Pat Micheletti. And Pat, the NCHC has quite a reputation and representation at this year's World Junior Championship, with Jacob Bernard-Docker making Team Canada. And then you have four players on Team USA. And let's just get a little quick summary of what you've seen of these guys so far this year. We'll start with Bobby Brink, who's out of Minnetonka, Minnesota, currently on Denver. And he's having quite the young season, already a half dozen goals for the Pioneers.
Yeah, he is a player that is going to provide offense for Team USA. There's no question. When you look at your power play, he's going to be a big part of that power play for Team USA. He's an offensive guy, you know, not really known as being that 200-foot guy. You look at Bobby Brink and you look at a hockey player and you look at a guy that's going to provide offense for this team.
All right. And then North Dakota's representative is Shane Pinto. And you heard Scott Sandlin in that first segment talk about how much has changed from the summer. And so has the North Dakota program. Number one in the country right now. They have really turned a corner.
Yeah, and when you look at Shane Pinto, he's a player that he plays a 200-foot game. He kind of reminds me a little bit of Jonathan Toews. And I know that that's high accolades.
That's huge
praise. You know, and him, he's only a freshman. He's a guy who's really good on the draws. He's good in his own end. He provides offense. He's a player you can trust, I think he'll be a big part of Team USA.
And on the back end, you have a returner in Matias Samuelson, Western Michigan. Yep. So he's learned under Andy Murray. He's going to have a burn in the saddle because they lost in the championship game last year and came home with silver, which is still a huge accomplishment. But he wants gold, and I think he's a guy that Brett Larson, who will be running the defenseman, who we'll talk to in just a moment, I think they're going to lean a lot on him.
Well, you you're playing on one. You're learning from one of the best coaches in the NCHC and in the country, and Andy Murray,
and in the world,
and Andy Murray. So that's number one. Number two, his father is former NHL defenseman Ulf Samuelson, and so just his
pedigree. You give him a few tips,
you know, just his pedigree about understanding the game, and he's a returning player from a year ago. He's going to be counted on to play big minutes on the defensive end for Team USA, and you know, as a forward, as a goaltender, you know, you have a kid like Samuelson protecting that back end. You feel pretty good.
Yeah, and then of course goaltending is so critical, as Scott. He mentioned when we spoke to him in the World Juniors, because it's such a short tournament and the margin for error is basically nil.
Yep.
And Isaiah Seville of Omaha isn't going in as the leading candidate, but you never know what's going to happen. And we saw how well he played in the first half.
Yeah, Spencer Knight is returning from a year ago, and he'll probably be the number one guy, a guy that Team USA is going to rely on. But Jim, you and I saw Seville last weekend, and the kid's a really, really good goaltender. And in a long tournament like this, you never know with injury, illness, you need a quality backup, and he's going to provide that for Team USA.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to see how these NCHC guys perform on a world stage. And speaking of NCHC, not only is Scott Sandlin the head coach, but he brought back his assistant coach when he won those championships at Minnesota Duluth. Brett Larson is now the head coach at St. Cloud State, but he is helping out on Team USA, and Pat and I spoke with him just a little while ago. Now joining us, the head coach of the St. Cloud State Huskies, Brett Larson. Already with the Penrose Cup in his back pocket, now he is attempting to win gold, reconnecting with his former boss, Scott Sandlin, to lead Team USA in the 2020 World Junior Championship. And first off, what's it like getting back together with Scotty?
Well, no, right away he let me know he's my boss again. Of course, he had to point out right away. No, I got to listen to him.
What's it like for you to be part of the Team USA and, you know, and again, back with Scotty coaching, and that must be a big thrill for you.
Well, yeah, obviously, first, it's just a huge honor. I mean, just standing on the bench, even for practices here with, you know, the USA on the front of the jacket and representing your country, and obviously being really proud of what you get to do. I mean, it's first and foremost, just a huge honor.
Yeah, it is remarkable how that changes. Pat has obviously played for games for Team USA, and I've covered it. But there is an amazing feeling when you know that the whole nation is watching this team and pulling for you. And you guys get the texts now and the emails from all over hockey, you know, patting you guys on the back and pushing you to keep going for it. It's remarkable how quickly a team comes together when they have something like this, and that logo on the front of the jersey really does make a difference.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's a group that immediately has a common goal and is playing for the same thing. It's playing for the front of the jersey. It's playing for the country that we grew up in, and we all know we're lucky to grow up here and live here. And I think right away that's uniting this group already. Just like I said, the common goal and then the common theme of what we're playing for, and that's the front of the jersey. So right away, it's just a special feel when you walk in. Even that first practice we had yesterday, just the excitement and the energy on the rink and seeing how excited the guys were to be here. And obviously, there's still some guys competing to make the team and whatnot. But it's certainly a whole new level when you get involved with a group like this.
Hey, Brett, every player has a role on the team, you know, whether it be an offensive guy, defensive guy, penalty killer, whatever the case may be. You guys have four assistants, if I'm correct on that.
Yep.
And everybody has a role as a coach, too. Has your role been defined yet with this team?
Yeah, it is. And you know, it's nice because three quarters of the group is back from last year. So essentially, you know, Hasty was the head, and Scott was the assistant, and then Jerry Keefe running the power play, Steve Miller running the penalty kill. And I'm basically moving into Scott's role. I'm going to run the defenseman, And I'm going to kind of be Scott's right-hand man with a lot of things there. And then I'm also kind of assisting the other two guys on what they're doing. They'll present the power play and penalty kill, but we'll kind of work on it together. So I think there's a lot of cohesion on the staff because, like I said, three of them were here last year. And essentially Scott's taking Hasty's role as the head coach from last year, and I'm taking Scott's role that he had. So it's a nice role. It's one I enjoy. I love working with the defensemen. It's what I did when I was an assistant. And you get back to that little bit of a feel. You're a group within a group. You know, we're the decor, and a lot, you know, a lot definitely lies on our shoulders, and we want to be ready. So I like working with that small group within the team sometimes.
This tournament is so crazy because it's such high impact games, and you got to get ready so quickly. But you're also playing four games in 5 nights to open this up. What's more demanding or difficult for these players? Is it the physical toll or is it the mental side that if you have a tough game, you got to immediately forget it and move on to the next day?
Yeah, that's it right there, I think, because everybody's dealing with the same physical toll, right? All the teams are. It's the ability to respond mentally, the ability to be able to recover, and whether it was a good or bad game the day before, you got to respond with your best the next game, and it happens quick. And sometimes it's just good to get in that rhythm, to be honest. So I know that just giving these guys the rest that they need physically for sure will be important, but the ability to flip that switch and recover from the night before, whether it was good or bad, you have to reset and bring your best again. So kind of that mental ability to have a little bit of a short-term memory and focus on the here and now is going to be important.
Brett, why don't you do a little handicapping for us and give us a kind of a synopsis of what Team USA is going to look like. What can we expect out of them in terms of style of play and your expectations?
Well, our expectations are obviously high. There's, you know, you're going over there with a goal, and that goal is to come home with a goal. And I think that everyone's got that first and foremost in their minds. We're very talented up front. We know that, although we're very young. A lot of the top guys are 0-1 players who are very skilled and creative and have done just an amazing job in their age group and a lot of international tournaments. So we definitely have a lot of young skill up front. We should be fast, skilled, hardworking. You know, the one thing about Coach Sandlin is he's not going to let even the most skilled guy cut corners. So I think that we're going to have that.
I couldn't play.
Skill of a skilled, hardworking team. And on the decor, we've got a couple returners, big guys, and Keandre Miller and Samuelson, guys that can have played in the tournament before and done a good job that can kind of lead the way, which is nice to have there. And then we've got a goalie, you know, got a nice goalie situation as well. You got one guy in particular, Spencer Knight, who's off to a great start out of Boston College. So I think there's a really good mix there, but we should be a fast, skilled, hardworking team.
What's it like when you're coaching other coaches' kids? Like you got Pinto from North Dakota. You're going to Seville is now one of your goaltenders. You just played him last week. You got Matias who comes from Western. What kind of ice-breaking is there when you first hook up with those guys?
Well, Seville and I were on the same flight Sunday morning out of Minneapolis. And when I saw him, I said, hey, by the way, you're the last guy I want to see right now. after the night before where I thought he played great against us.
He did.
You know, we thought we actually played a really good game, and he went in and made some huge saves. So that was the last guy I wanted to see. But you know what? A lot of these guys, the hockey world's so small, whether it was recruiting kids at different times of the year or, you know, being involved in national camps out in Buffalo, there's kind of this, you know, a lot of these kids already. You know, Cole Caulfield's a kid I've known since he was a little kid, know the family. There's a lot of different little connections here and there that are really nice. So it's fun. I think it's refreshing for a lot of the kids, too. They hear a little bit of a different voice, even for us to be able to work with these kids, and maybe we can add something to help them get better. I really enjoy it.
So what's your schedule coming up now? You obviously leave for Austria, I believe, and then bus to the Czech Republic. And then the first game will be against Canada on
26.
Yep, Boxing Day.
So yep, that'll be a big one.
So what's the preparation like between now and the 26th?
We've got an exhibition scrimmage tonight against the U.S. National Program, the 18 team. So what we're going to do is scrimmage them tonight. We've had a couple practices already. We'll fly to Vienna, Austria tomorrow. We'll get there and the following day, then bus up to Ostrava, Czech Republic. It's about a 3.5 hour ride from where we fly into in Vienna. We'll let the guys rest that night. We'll have a practice the next day, and then we've got a couple exhibition games before Christmas. So we'll play Germany and we'll play Sweden, which will be great because we're still in the evaluating process. We'll still have a few cuts to make, which will obviously be really tough because every one of these kids deserve to be here. But we'll have those two exhibition games before Christmas. I believe on the 22nd and 23rd. We'll go through Christmas there with a couple practices, and then starting with Canada on the 26th. What's better than that?
Exactly. One thing I want you to kind of touch on is how the expectation level for Team USA has skyrocketed. I mean, it has really taken off with this team. I think they've medaled in four straight tournaments. Golds now is expected. What's changed with USA Hockey and in their philosophy? Like you said, when you got there, three quarters of the staff is back. There's this now, synergy among the coaches, among the people in Colorado Springs as to what, is laid out. You have the camps in the summer. I mean, it's amazing because before, back in the day, this tournament was just, oh, let's grab a couple kids and some pizzas and let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Now it's remarkable, the preparation that goes into this.
It really is how big time this tournament is. Something that shocked me, and I remember it was my first year recruiting, is even as an American kid growing up, and I was one of the last cuts from the World Junior team one year, and I had no idea how big the tournament was until I was up recruiting my first year up in Calgary at the Max tournament. And I'm in Canada for the World Juniors, and I'm like, holy cow, is this huge? I mean, it's on every TV, everywhere yes. They go. It's all anybody's talking about. I mean, the interviews they're doing, they're interviewing everybody, and they're down to the stick boy. They're interviewing everybody after the game. And just to see how big the tournament is was really neat, and that's why obviously I'm really excited to be a part of it. But as far as the expectation goes, you just look at the growth and development of hockey in our country. Again, going back to when I first was recruiting, I wasn't running out to LA or Phoenix or Dallas to recruit kids. Or you think of the explosion of kids to recruit the pool, how much better that's gotten throughout the country, what USA Hockey's done with the development program and the camps, bringing everybody together, creating a Team USA throughout the year. I just think it's amazing. And it's just, I think the expectations are just kind of the culmination of so much work to grow this game in this country.
Yeah, it's remarkable what they've done, and they should be applauded, and you guys as coaches should be applauded as well for what you guys have been able to do at your individual schools to get these players ready, because the bulk of the team is college kids that step right up and take a shot at it.
And let's not forget, three of the coaches are from the state of Minnesota, and that's quite the honor, I think, for the state of Minnesota, for the state of hockey, for the NCHC, and the three of you that are there.
Yeah, obviously we all feel that honor for sure, just to be here. And again, you put on that coaching jacket and you go out on the ice and you see the kids in the USA jerseys, you're just proud. You're proud of what you're a part of. You're proud of being somebody that can help keep building this thing. And obviously for us, in addition to being proud, we're a pretty competitive staff. And the staff's going to give everything they can to help this team get as good as they can and make a run.
All right, Brett. Well, thank you so much for the time. I know you guys got so much on your plate right now. We really appreciate you taking the time and giving us a little insight as to how this team is going to get ready to go for gold.
Great. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brett.
All right, Pat, so we're set. Obviously, Christmas is to come, but the tournament starts the day after. And for hockey fans, that's another Christmas present. How do you think this Team USA squad will fare this time through?
Well, when you look at the tournament, and automatically we think U.S. Canada. But the Finns, who won it a year ago, beat Team USA in a just a wonderful game. But the Finns are going to be very good. The Russians are always very good. Sweden is always puts a great team up there. I mean, it's tough game after tough game, and the home country, the Czech Republic is they're gonna have a little bit more oomph in their step.
Absolutely.
too. So I think it's going to be a great tournament. Listen, the expectations for Team USA are to medal, and not only to medal, but to vie for that gold medal. And I think they'll be right there at the end. It's going to be a great tournament.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll keep you updated on the NCHC website. Go to nchchockey.com, and then later this spring, you can see all these NCHC stars here at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul for the Frozen Faceoff. I'm Jim Rich for Pat Micheletti. Our thanks to Brett Larson and Scott Sandlin for joining us. We will catch you next time on the NCHC Radio Show Turn Podcast. We'll be right back.